Time for the Justice Department.
Here are some scenes from part one of The Last Kiss of Summer.
I love you.
I love you.
You know, I get the feeling you don't trust me.
I don't trust anybody.
You trusted me enough to take out that mail truck, and now I got a murder rap on my head.
We're at the end of the line.
I've been dreading the day you have to go back east.
That's what I've been thinking about. I may stay on in California.
You mean it?
On one condition.
Anything.
Jamie, I want you to marry me.
Oh, no, stop. Stop, you can't just leave those people there like that.
The man who hit you was Jocko Halsey. He was driving the car. It wasn't stolen, but we have been after him for a long time.
What did he do?
He robbed a mail truck, killed a guard, made off with $500,000 in cash and securities, negotiable bonds.
Jocko was up half the night, taking down the signs at the university breeding area.
Breeding area?
Sharks.
Yeah, that's a real good way to go, cowboy.
And now the conclusion of The Last Kiss of Summer.
Thank you. That's for setting me up, you little punk. I had to drag you out there and let your friends finish you off. Let's not play games with each other. I've been on your case for 18 months, and I've been treating you with kid gloves, but the gloves just came off. From now on, you're not going to be able to change your socks without my knowing about it. If either of you try anything like that again, you'll find yourselves lying face down in the sand. Got it?
What's the matter?
Stupid idiot.
You seem to care a lot about that Fed.
Darn right I'm concerned. You kill a Fed and we'll have every man they've got down on our ears.
Yeah, if y'all want somebody taken out, I'll do the taking. You got that?
Yeah, I got it.
All right. You want to stick around, you're going to play by my rules, buddy. Now, there's a lot of money to be made. A lot of it. I'm not going to let some beach bum jeopardize that for me. You got it?
I got it.
That was a Bush play. But I appreciate it. I guess you probably figured out what I'm into. You're pretty sharp. You tried to save my life. I don't forget that. Okay, take the car. It's yours.
Mine?
I'll hit you up for a lift. Let's go.
Yeah, sure.
You know, between you, you and your brother have wrecked a very smooth operation.
Being fed to a shark is my idea of a quiet day at the beach.
I warned you, those people play rough. They've got $500,000 and their lives at stake.
And what about our lives?
You should have never gotten involved.
Well, I'm sorry. It's too late. We are.
I understand your brother's actions, but I certainly can't condone them.
Do you know how long it took us to get me close to Jocko?
We just have to call in all the men, regroup, and see where we go from here.
Well, I don't know. I'd say the way to go is pretty clear, Harry.
It is?
Mm-hmm. I mean, Joe may have been acting irresponsibly. He may have been emotionally motivated. But the fact is that he's in. Solid.
He's right. You'll never get someone else that close to Jocko. I've got him believing that I'm a Fed who's been out to bust Joe for the last 18 months, and he's eating it up. Joe has him right where he wants him.
Yeah, where's that?
I don't know the details.
Well, whatever Joe's plan is, it seems to be working. Didn't you tell me that Dobson went to visit Jocko this morning?
Yeah, he did.
Well, how many times has that happened in the past few years?
Never.
We're the best bet you have for getting your hands on that money. Joe has a plan. I'll find out what it is. All he needs from you is a little backup. Seems to me you've got nothing to lose. Exactly, does that mean?
It means yes. Yes. I love you.
Do you, Jamie Hollis, take this man to be your lawfully wedded husband?
I do.
And do you, Joseph Hardy, take this woman to be your lawfully wedded wife?
I do.
Thinking about it, Frank. I can't stop thinking that it was my fault.
If only what, Joe? The car came across the road and into your car. There was nothing you could have done.
I could have stopped in time.
No, Joe.
You pack a pretty good punch.
Nothing personal.
I like the part about the Fed, too. It's good. That'll help me. It'll help me with what I'm working on.
Yeah, I figured it would. Joe, about what you're working on. I think I've got the general idea, but why don't you fill in the details?
Greg, I told you, I want to do...
You want to do it alone. Well, forget it, Joe. You can't. That's why I called you. You need help, and I got it for you.
What kind?
The United States government. All the cooperation you want, but you have to level with me, and I mean now.
Okay. Picture this. You're Dobson, right? You're living up there on that hill, and you're watching Jocko. You're watching him like a hawk, and you don't trust him for a minute. You know he's hungry.
Okay, go on. All of a sudden, he starts driving a 928, shelling out lots of dollars all over the place, living the good life. What would you be thinking? Especially when you know there's a $500,000 buried right in the immediate neighborhood.
I'd be thinking that someone had dug up $500,000 and was helping themselves.
Right, right. And what would you do?
Dig it up myself and count it.
And wouldn't you want to bring Jocko along just to make sure he knew what he did?
Joe, it's a good idea, but I think you need a little ammunition.
You can give it to me.
All you want. Look, I'll stay on your tail just to make it look good, but don't worry, you'll be able to lose me.
All right. I got Jocko set up for stage one. After that, I'll call you.
Where can I reach you?
Hey, McCormick. By the way, what does Blake think about all of this?
He wants to get Jocko as much as you do.
No, he doesn't.
Joe, just what is stage one?
I'll call you, Frank. I'll call you.
Yeah.
I got three New York steaks cut thick and those big baked potatoes that you like. You know, Jocko, I've been thinking. I need somebody to take the heat off me for a while, cover my flank. What do you think about changing pads?
You mean you switch with my pad?
Yeah. You're taking a good look at that place of yours? I mean, it's the dregs. No fed in the world would think of looking for me there. No offense.
But haven't you taken this place for the summer?
Yeah. It's California lifestyle, though. It gets to me after a while, you know? I'm an Eastern City boy. What I need is a place where I can keep a real low profile for a while. The feds get off my back, and I can split. I can have the place for the whole summer.
You know, I put a clamp on my tongue wanting to ask you something. And now I'm taking it off. Just what is it you're into?
Gambling.
Aren't you a little young?
Well, I started in school. You know how it is. Start betting on football games, get a little syndicate together. It kind of builds up. Especially when your old man is the biggest bookmaker on the East Coast. I like to travel. He doesn't. So he uses me to run across the country and lay bets for him. It's become a pretty full-time job.
How much do you make?
$200,000-$300,000. Matter of fact, I'm going to be making a lot of money in the next couple weeks. You stick around, you might catch some of it. Right now, what I need is a place to stay. What do you say?
From what you say, the feds will be coming around here.
So, what do you got to hide?
Nothing.
Well, you think about it. I'm easy. It's a way to go. I can always ask somebody else.
I'm your man.
All right. All right!
What are you up to? I said, I heard what you said. I'm moving out. What does it look like?
What do you mean you're moving out? You can't afford to move anywhere.
Yeah, it looks like you're gonna have to find somebody else to watch from that cozy little nest on the cliff.
And just where are you moving to?
Old Malibu Road. Staying with that friend of mine. I'm gonna share the house.
Now, why would some rich, spoiled brat want to share a house with you?
Because we get along. He treats me like a human being. Something you wouldn't understand, Dobbs. Besides, I'm covering his flank.
You what?
Well, he's got a little heat on him, and I can handle it.
Jocko.
Hey, it's cool. No sweat for us. I think you owe me a paycheck. $150, partner.
And I suppose your friend just lets you use his car anytime you want.
Uh-uh. It's mine. I'll see you around, pal.
All right.
Never fear, Jocko's here. I'll just put this stuff downstairs.
Well, there may not be time.
Time for what?
Well, maybe you're not into basketball. I'm going down to catch the last half.
Hey, you're looking at the greatest living overlooked pro in the world.
But you'll never get to the Forum for Malibu before the game's over.
Not with L.A. traffic.
Oh, I'm not going to the Forum.
I'm just going down the street, catching on the tube. I don't like to disappoint you, bro, but that game's blacked out locally.
Not for me. Jess coming?
Nah, she's not that into sports. But I don't think I follow.
Don't try and move too fast. I got a pretty good jump on you. See how you think we're going to be able to watch that game.
Patience isn't exactly one of your better virtues, is it?
Hey, we picked up a little company.
Yeah, I know. They've been following us for about a mile.
You know, that Fed meant what he said. He's going to stick to you wherever you go.
It's going to be a rather difficult job.
Can't lose a Fed. That'll be the day.
Hardy Boys.
Hey, I'm telling you, there's no way you're gonna pick up the game in there. It's not on local TV.
Joe. Yeah, good to see you again, Joe.
Good to see you. How is it?
Good, good. Business is good.
Sorry, he's with me.
All right.
Hello. Lunch today, Joe?
No, thank you.
Still good to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
Hey, I've been coming to this place for 2 years. I never knew any of this was here.
Follow me.
Hey, Joe.
Well, good afternoon, Fenton. How are we doing?
Looks good on the Bucks. They're up by 13 at the half.
What about the Lakers?
Well, Philadelphia's giving them a rough time. Up by 8, and there's about 3 minutes left to play.
Well, I feel lucky today. Put me down 5,000 on the Lakers.
5,000?
You feel lucky, too?
Well, yeah, but...
How much you got on you?
150, but...
Put us both down.
Joe, you know the rules about placing bets after the game's in progress.
He's right. It's pretty risky, Joe. Okay. We'll give you points. How many?
Well, considering the fact that you're an old customer, 2.
Hey, come on. There's less than 3 minutes in the game.
Take it or leave it.
2 minutes, 10 points. We'll take it. Come on.
I don't know, Joe.
Joe, in all the time I've known you or your father, I've never seen you take a soccer bet like that.
Well, I told you, Fenton, I got a feeling, you know? Why don't you put this game up on one of these monitors?
Give me the Lakers on two.
Okay, let's flip on the last 3 minutes of the Philly game.
This crowd of 18,000...
Jocko, we got all the games running here, right on these monitors.
Philadelphia, having trouble hanging on to a lead all night. They've led by as many as 12. The Lakers have always clawed back. And as we go to our simulcast picture again, you'll find the Lakers down there digging away.
And the Bucks, Nets, Trailblazers, 76ers. Here's our game, Lakers.
Dave Robich puts one up left-handed and scores for Los Angeles. That makes the score Philadelphia. 109, Los Angeles, 101. Philadelphia controlling the ball game.
They're controlling the game. Did you hear that? He said they're controlling the game. Man will never catch
it. Come on, you're going to jinx us here.
Right out on the edge of their seats. Right now we've got the Los
Angeles. Come on, Lakers!
Abernathy drives in deep, and he is fouled on the play as he scores. Abernathy with the possibility of a three-point play. Abernathy from the University of Indiana. What a pressure player he is. He puts it up and in. But Kine is still an ally to Philadelphia to score. 109-104, Philadelphia leads. Brad Davis intercepts for the Lakers.
All right, Davis!
It's a 20-foot jumper. That makes it 109-106. But here comes Philly the other way. A bounce pass goes awry. Out of bounds. Los Angeles gets it. They grab it. Throw the length of the court to Ford. Slam dunk. And the Los Angeles Lakers are down by...
Hey, you hear that? We're really on the move now. Five more points. We got them.
We'll raise the stakes.
I've already bent the rules for you, Joe.
5-2. All right, there's only 2 minutes left.
Hey, Joe, I don't have any more money.
You got a car.
Hey, that's a nice, expensive automobile.
Let her ride. Easy come, easy go. Smell the sweet ride of success when she's with you.
I don't know, Joe.
My buddy here is going to put up his little car. It's not fine. It's a Porsche 928. It's worth 25 G's. If you guys can handle it.
In deep, goes around his hand, puts it up, and Lloyd Free scores. A beautiful play to give Philadelphia a 3-point lead.
You still want it?
That's what I said.
Okay, you're on. 5-2, you're putting up $25,000 to make 10. Good luck. I don't really mean that.
$25,000? You mean I bet the whole car?
You want to keep the spare tire?
You can say about any of them that, and here is Nixon hitting it. Nixon hits the 20-foot jumper.
All right, Nixon.
And push off on Abernathy, a foul. Oh, what an opportunity for the Lakers. They can make what seemingly would be a 4-point play, although since the play had been completed and they threw it in, he can get the 1+1. How about that? He makes the first one. Abernathy ties it at 1-11.
It's a way to go, Abs.
1-12 to 1-11 with about 1 minute left to play. And Philadelphia makes the ball to their great guard, Lloyd Free. Makes his way to the front court, tripped and knocked down. That'll be free throw time. Now the pressures of the world go to this young man from Guilford. If he can make them both, Philly will lead. We've got about 25 seconds left to play. Philadelphia trails by one. The first one is good. We're tied at 112. Lloyd Free has been a dazzling performer tonight. Lloyd Free once more after getting the ball back from Paul Mahalik, the referee. And the free throw, that's good. It's 113 to 112. And a full court press. Philadelphia intercepts the inbound pass. All they got to do is stall it out.
Stall? A stall, man. We're finished. But even if the Lakers win, they got to do it by two.
Don't worry about it, buddy. We're in the money.
There's Davis. Davis steals the ball for Los Angeles. Davis heads to the other end. Davis gets down to the other end, and Davis jumps, and Davis fires, and Davis scores. And Los Angeles leads.
Hey, that's my man.
Philadelphia takes the ball out of bounds.
I'm afraid things are not going your way this time, Joe. They're going to run the clock out. I guess you're just not the hunch player your father is, after all, huh? I can't wait till I tell him.
Oh, Joe, we made a major mistake. We still got 20 seconds. Oh, man, it was real nice, but it lasted.
Don't worry about it, buddy.
It's on the way. No good. The rebound to Brad Davis.
All right, Davis.
5 seconds to kill. I don't think they'll take any more.
5 seconds.
By one. The clock is down to 3, to 2, to 1. Feed to Norm Nixon.
He's my man.
Woohoo! Well, you wiped me out. I can't believe it. You're your old man all over again, Joe.
I'll never come up to the old man, but I do my best. Don't worry, you'll bounce back. You run a nice little operation here. Got a girl at the desk cashes out. We're starved.
Hey! How'd it go?
Like a dream. Won a fortune and he's got it all on him. What happened with Dobson?
I've been watching him all afternoon. He's going to be having a quiet dinner tonight at the Point After. 7:30.
We'll be sure to brighten it up for him. You all set?
Yeah, we're all set.
Good luck.
You too.
I've never seen so much money before in one place in all my life. Well, almost. We really nailed them today, didn't we?
We certainly did. We gotta go out and celebrate tonight. My treat.
Your treat? Hey, my treat!
I'll take you up on it. But I gotta tell you, I'm in an expensive mood.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Hey, how about the Point After? Here, the food's great.
Point After? Hey, that costs a couple of bills just to walk in the place.
You're a rich man. This is your night. I'm gonna go out and tear this town apart.
You better believe it.
All right. I'll be upstairs getting cleaned up.
Table for three. Name?
We're all in Mr. Halsey's party.
I can't seem to find the reservations.
But there should be something in about half an hour.
Listen. You think maybe you could get us a table a little sooner?
Why, yes. That table in the corner should be ready in a few moments.
Why don't you make it the little one by the fireplace?
Well, that table was reserved for the Sloans. But they are late. Right this way, please.
I could eat a horse.
Bring on your most expensive horse. In the meantime, I'll look at the most expensive wines. It's going to be a night to remember.
I'm counting on it.
Take it, Jocko. I'd kind of like to powder my nose anyway.
Why can't I have to go that way myself?
I gotta talk to you.
In a minute, babe.
Now.
I believe the ladies' room's this way.
Think you're doing throwing money around like that?
If somebody sees you,
it's my money.
It's my money. I'm the one staking you, remember?
No, I don't need it anymore, pal. I got all I need.
Oh, your rich uncle die?
Yeah, you could say that.
Now listen, my dear young friend. May I remind you that you've got a murder rap hanging over you?
One foolish mistake and you're gone.
And I'll give you exactly 30 seconds to come out that door and tell me what's going on, or I'm on my way to the money to see for myself.
Jocko.
We have to talk.
Will you let go of my arm?
How'd you like to go to jail?
What are you trying to do to him? Don't you know things were bad enough before you came along?
What, things weren't bad enough with murder?
He told you about that? Oh, God, you've got him on such a spin, he doesn't even know what he's talking about. It wasn't murder, it was an accident. God, it was awful, but he didn't mean it. It wasn't deliberate. He'd been drinking.
I know. I was there.
You were there?
Driving the other car. My lady was killed.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't know. I'm so sorry. What are you going to do to us?
It's up to you.
Look, you have to believe me. I tried to make him stop, really, I did. But he just wouldn't. He kept going.
He's never going to stop, Jess. He killed a man 6 years ago.
No, I don't believe that.
Believe it. He told you about the robbery.
Yes. He told me about it after the accident. I was trying to make him go to the police, but he said he couldn't. Then he told me about how he and this man had buried $500,000 and that, well, if he went to jail, the other man would get all the money.
You went out?
How? Oh, Joe, I'm so afraid of him. He can get so mean.
You do exactly what I tell you. I promise nothing will happen to you. I promise. I have help. I think you know that from the phone call.
What do you want me to do?
Over here. Get in.
I have to get back to my friends.
I said get in. What's the matter with you? You look crazy.
I am crazy. I've been doing some checking. That house you're living in with your friends? The lease is in your name.
It's a tax maneuver. It's for my friend.
And I suppose this fancy car is just another tax maneuver.
I earned it. Anyway, it's none of your business.
And this roll of cash you've been flashing around that restaurant? I suppose you earned that too, didn't you?
No. I won it.
You must think that I am the dumbest man that ever walked the face of this earth.
I'm telling you the truth.
There are two possibilities, partner. The sun has finally boiled your brain, so you really don't know what you're doing. Or you just think that I don't have guts enough to do what I should have done with you a long time ago.
And I take it easy. I can prove what I'm saying. There's a gambling den right here. Right inside this restaurant. Now you walk 50 yards with me and I'll show you I'm telling the truth.
All right, partner. Let's go.
There's usually a guy here with a key to let you in.
Let's go.
I'm telling you, Dobson, it was here.
Gangs from all over the country, even blacked out gangs, and girls, and people. Look! Joe will tell you. He's right over.
Jess, where's Joe?
He said he had a plane to catch. And he'll see you in a couple of hours.
What plane? I don't know what she's talking about.
Let's go, Jocko.
Jess, will you tell him how I got the car and the lease on the house and the money I won today?
I thought you told me it was from an old investment from 6 years ago.
Jess, what are you saying?
It's time to take a little trip of our own, Jocko.
You're too late, friend. Jocko's already going on a trip. With me. You said we're going to go to Rio. Isn't that right, honey?
She's crazy. She's flipped out. Or else it's something you've worked out with Joe.
Well, there's one way to find out for sure, isn't there? Let's go.
I'll be back.
Hardy Boys next.
It's all here, every penny of it.
Yeah, sure it is. Just like the basketball parlor was there.
This is it, right?
Yeah, this is it.
Start digging.
Dobson.
Dig. And put your back into it. I want to see you sweat.
We didn't need to bury in this heap.
Dig.
Hey. There you are. Just like we buried him 6 years ago. Unopened and untouched.
All right, throw him up here.
Okay, that's all of it. Find one of those bags open, you can blow my head off.
That was kind of you to dig it up for us, Dobson. It's a very big beach. Drop the gun.
Help! Hey, he's had enough. You kill him, you spend the rest of your life in hearings.
That was for Joe.
For Joe?
Yeah.
You know, we've been after this for 6 years. You guys find it in just a couple of days.
You know, we got old people and young people working for us in specialized capacities. We could use you.
You're good.
Well, this might be a good time.
For what?
To tell them about your new job.
Oh. Yes, I'm going to be working for the Justice Department. Special task force.
It's sort of a troubleshooting operation.
I'd like to hear about it. We'll talk later.
Why, where are you going?
Well, seeing as he brought all this about, I think Joe should know what happened. Excuse me.
Okay.
Joe, you did it. It worked. They led us right to where they buried the money and they dug it up for us.
That's great.
Well, I thought you'd be excited. It's what you wanted. We nailed both of them.
I'm glad it worked out, Frank.
Doesn't really matter, does it?
No, not to Jamie.
troubleshooting operation are you talking about?
Within the federal agencies.
Finding out where all the bodies are buried and trying not to step on too many toes.
You better be careful, Dad. If you're supposed to be trying to clean up the CIA and the FBI, you may find yourself up against a lot of weight.
No, I don't think Fenton means those specific agencies.
That's right. It's really more a question of helping to reestablish the checks and balances in the whole structure. To see that there aren't the kind of flagrant abuses of power that do more to hurt these agencies than help them.
You know, I meant what I told you last night. In just certain areas where we can't use experienced operatives, they stick out like a sore thumb, like in Malibu Beach. We need young people who can take care of themselves, who have guts and initiative. You could hack it.
Frank, no, I don't want to do anything to influence you. The decision is entirely up to you and Joe.
I'll talk to Joe. Excuse me.
Dad give you the sales pitch?
Yeah, you already had it?
Yeah.
How do you feel?
Right now, there's a real emptiness in my life, Frank. I've got to try and fill that somehow. That might be the way.
Well, if you go, I go. We're a team.
Yeah, we are. Let's do it. Somebody I used to know.
I'm the one that's sorry. Maybe I'll see you around.
And when my love for life is running dry, you come and pour yourself on me. If the world should stop revolving, slowly down to die, I'd spend the end with you. And when the world was through, the world all around, the stars would all go round, then you and I would simply fly.
Now stay tuned for more TV Land drama in the heart of Los Angeles from executive producer Jack Webb on Emergency, coming up next.